It's all been arranged. My other godmother says I've got to do it. She says it's my destiny.
Other godmother? Said Magrat.
Everyone gets two, said Ella. The good one and the bad one.
You know that.
Which one are you?
Magrat's mind raced. The good one, she said. Definitely.
Funny thing, said Ella. That's just what the other one said, too.
Granny Weatherwax sat in her special knees-clenched, elbows-in way that put as little as possible of herself in contact with the outside world.
By gaw, this is good stuff, said Nanny Ogg, polishing her plate with what Granny could only hope was bread. You ought to try a drop, Esme.
Another helping, Mrs. Ogg? Said Mrs. Goggle.
Don't mind if I do, Mrs. Goggle.
Nanny nudged Granny in the ribs.
It's really good, Esme, just like stew.
Mrs. Goggle looked at Granny with her head on one side.
I think perhaps Mistress Weatherwax isn't worried about the food, she said. I think Mistress Weatherwax is worried about the service.
A shadow loomed over Nanny Ogg. A grey hand took her plate away. Granny Weatherwax gave a little cough.
I've got nothing against dead people, she said. Some of my best friends are dead. It just don't seem right, though. Dead people walking about.
Nanny Ogg looked up at the figure, even now ladling a third helping of mysterious liquid onto her plate.
What do you think about it, Mr. Zombie? It's a great life, Mrs. Ogg, said the zombie. There. See, Esme? He don't mind. Better than being shut up in a stuffy coffin all day, I'll be bound.
Granny looked up at the zombie. He was, or technically had been, a tall, handsome man. He still was, only now he looked like someone who had walked through a room full of cobwebs.
What's your name, dead man? She said.
I am called Saturday.
Man Saturday, eh? Said Nanny Ogg.
No, just Saturday, Mrs. Ogg. Just Saturday.
Granny Weatherwax looked into his eyes. They were more sentient than most eyes she had seen that belonged to people who were technically alive.
End of CD 5.